the National Institute for Health and Clinical Excellence, appraisal consultation document for ranibizumab and panactimib for age-related macular degeneration. The Department of Health and the Welsh Assembly Government have asked the National Institute for Health and Clinical Excellence, so-called NICE, to conduct an appraisal for ranibizumab and panactimib and provide guidance on their use to the NHS in England and Wales. The appraisal committee had its first meeting to consider both the evidence submitted and the views put forward by non-manufacturer consultees and commentators and the clinical specialists and patient expert representatives nominated for this appraisal by non-manufacturer consultees and commentators. The committee has developed preliminary recommendations on the use of ranibizumab and panactimib. This document has been prepared for consultation with the formal consultees. It summarises the evidence and views that have been considered and sets out the preliminary recommendations developed by the committee. The Institute is now inviting comments from the formal consultees in the appraisals process. The consultees for this appraisal are listed on the NICE website, which can be found at www.nice.org.uk. The process the Institute will follow after the consultation period is summarised below. For further details, see Guide to the Technology Appraisals Process, and this document is available on the Institute's website at www.nice.org.uk. The Appraisal Committee will meet again to consider the original evidence and this appraisal consultation document in the light of the views of the formal consultees. At that meeting, the committee will also consider comments made on the document by people who are not formal consultees in the appraisal process. After considering feedback from the consultation process, the committee will prepare the final appraisal document, sometimes called a FAD, and submit it to the Institute. Subject to any appeal by consultees, the FAD may be used as the basis for the Institute's guidance on the use of the appraised technology in the NHS, in England and Wales. The key dates for this appraisal are the closing dates for comments, the 5th of July 2007, and the second appraisal meeting on the 9th of August 2007. Details of membership of the appraisal committee are given as an appendix to this document, and I'll read them to you at the end. And a list of the sources of evidence used in the preparation of this document is also given in Appendix B. Again, I'll read that to you at the end of the formal consultation document. It's important to note that this document does not constitute the Institute's formal guidance on this technology. The recommendations made in the first section are preliminary and may change after consultation.